Speaking of CNN, CNN is one of a couple of news organizations, USA Today is another, that has been reporting in recent weeks about another problem that affects our veterans, that affects our veterans all that are being treated in VA hospitals. There are charges of cover-up. There are charges of records being falsified. The Inspector General of the Veterans Administration or the Department of Veterans Affairs has reported on some wrongdoing, some moogie-foogie, some mess, and these continued reports got really everything to the attention of the American Legion. That is the largest veterans organization in this country, the largest and the oldest, and they're headquartered right down the street here in downtown Indianapolis. And yesterday, the national commander of the American Legion, Daniel Dellinger, said that this situation is intolerable. My words, not his, but I think it's the same sentiment, and demanded the resignation of the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Eric Shinecki. He complimented the secretary's long military service and service to the country, and basically said, "This is not personal. This is business." And this is the first time in 30 years that the American Legion has called on a top official of the Veterans Administration of the federal government to resign. And if you do the math of 30 years, that would have been during the Reagan administration. Verna Jones is the director of the American Legion's National Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission. That's kind of like a department within the American Legion. And she joins me live. Ms. Green, well, Ms. Jones, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So what is the problem? I actually was out at some polling places this morning and was telling people I was going to be doing this interview, and some of the people I was talking to were veterans. A couple were members of the American Legion, and they reminded me that this is something rare for the American Legion to take this kind of public strong admonishment, that this is something that the Legion does rarely. Is that fair to say? Is that correct?
That's fair to say. The American Legion has a long-standing history of working with the VA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our job is to go in and help veterans in any capacity that we can, and that means working and fostering a great relationship with the Department of Veteran Affairs or any other entity that we need to work with to make sure that veterans are being served well, that they're receiving their benefits, they're getting good quality health care. And we don't feel that that's happening right now.
Is the problem just with some hospitals, all hospitals, or is the whole system broken?
Well, you know, we could certainly say that the system needs to be some improvement.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole resources, a division or a unit in our division dedicated to going out to the VA medical centers. It's our System Worth Saving program, because we believe that veterans need a program, a system, a healthcare system designed for them. And that's the VA,
mm-hmm.
just the VHA, just not in its current state.
But one of the charges that is being made is the Department of Veterans Affairs had said that they wanted veterans seen in hospitals within 14 days, I guess, from the time a vet calls the hospital and asks for an appointment, there should be 14 days. But there's been media accounts, there's information that the Legion uncovered and others, the Inspector General, that said people, bureaucrats, paper pushers in the VA were falsifying records to say that people were being seen in 14 days when they weren't being seen at all.
That's right. And most recently, the biggest is in Phoenix, at the Phoenix VA healthcare system. Now, those accounts are alleged, and there's an investigation going on. So we're not sure if that actually happened, but there is alleged wrongdoings. And what we want to see is that every veteran is served timely. And if, in fact, these allegations are true,
mm-hmm.
we want them dealt with.
The national commander, Commander Dellinger, not only asked for the resignation of the secretary, but also some key top officials. Are these officials over the specific areas of medical care for our vets?
Right. So one of them was the undersecretary of health,
mm-hmm.
and the other is the undersecretary of benefits. And the national commander called for the resignation of the secretary and for both of his deputies on health care and the benefits side.
Are the two undersecretaries, have they just been here as part of the current administration, or are they part of the bureaucracy that has served under other presidents?
Yeah, I can't honestly answer the question. I know that the undersecretary of benefits has been here just for this administration.
In doing some research, I noticed that the top leadership, the national commander and others, met with the president a couple of weeks ago. Can you say whether these concerns were brought up to the president during that meeting?
Well, I wasn't privy to that meeting, but I will tell you that our national commander, along with our executive director of the D.C. office, Peter Gaytan, met with the president, as they do every year. Mm-hmm. And they talk to the president about what veterans need and what the American Legion, our vision for helping veterans is. So I'm sure that during that meeting that our national commander, along with our executive director, made very clear to the president about the needs of veterans, as they always do.
From the Legion's point of view, should there, because usually in this situation, obviously, cabinet secretaries and the undersecretaries serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States. Can you address whether the national commander has talked to the White House either to try to get another meeting with the president, or at the very least with the chief of staff, or even with John Podesta, who's served a number of administrations, so that the White House clearly understands where you guys are coming from? They should understand after yesterday, but sometimes that bubble is hard to penetrate.
You're right. It is hard to penetrate. After yesterday's announcement, of course, there are a lot of people who are calling and asking questions, wanting to make sure, want to know why we call for the resignation. We've had veterans who've been calling in now since the announcement, telling us about their VA. Mm. And I'll tell you that the American Legion, that there's a team who is absolutely working on our next steps. Where are we going to go from here? And how are we going to continue to get this message out? The veterans deserve the best quality health care, and they deserve to get their benefits timely. And our national commander made sure that we're able to help veterans do that by calling for the resignation of those three top leaders in the VA. And our next steps are being calculated as we speak.
Why is it, and you may not be able to answer this, but it's almost like these things we've heard before. It doesn't matter whether it's been a Democratic administration or a Republican administration. There always seems to be this bureaucracy, more red tape than need be, that affects our veterans. Is this sort of like, from the Legion's point of view, that's it, last straw? It's the 21st century. Why, when we've got the best military in the world, particularly men and women who choose to serve, they're making that specific choice, and we've got the best technology the world has ever seen, yet when these folks come home, not just those from Iraq and Afghanistan, but all the way back going to our World War II and World War I veterans, why can't we get this right after all these years?
Right. So, the Legion's been around again since 1919. We've always advocated for veterans. But as the needs of the veterans change, so does the Legion. Mm-hmm. We stay in touch through our various programs with veterans, boots on the ground, and make sure that we know exactly what veterans need. We have our regional office action review team that goes out to the VA regional offices and assess the quality of claims, that how the VA is adjudicating those claims, and to make sure that they are being treated fairly. And then we have our System Worth Saving program, where we go out to the VA hospitals and medical centers and community outpatient clinics and make sure that veterans are receiving the best quality of care, check on the patient satisfaction, and various other issues that affect veterans. We have over 2,900 accredited American Legion representatives to help veterans file their claims. And so the American Legion we're doing our part. We're continuously improving on our programs to make sure veterans receive all that they deserve, and we want to make sure that the VA does the same. So we're concerned.
This may be a dumb question. Do we have enough beds at VA hospitals? Because if this situation in Arizona was such where vets could not be seen in a timely manner, and they're now, the census tracks how many veterans live in every known geographic definition in this country, including how many have disabilities. So it seemed to me it's real easy for somebody to say, hey, Arizona, common sense would tell me Arizona ought to be an area growing with veterans, or you should be growing the VA medical facilities. Is it that we don't have enough beds, or we have enough beds and the bureaucracy at the Department of Veterans Affairs don't know what the heck they're doing?
Well, you know, that's part of the problem and part of the reason the decision that was made to call for the resignation of those three top officials. It's hard for us to tell because, as we know, or as has been alleged, documents have been changed. Mm-hmm. What we do know is that if there is not enough beds for veterans, or if these things that have been alleged are happening because they don't have enough staff or beds or resources, then that information needs to be, you know, taken up the chain, and something needs to be done about that. We advocate all the time for veterans and for the VA as well. So you don't fix the problem by covering up the problem, if that, in fact, is what is happening. You find out where your other resources lie, and you make those beds available to veterans.
I was going to ask that. This is, again, dumb question. If a VA hospital is full and a regular hospital across the street has a bed, can the vet go to that regular hospital and my tax dollars and your tax dollars and the VA pays that bill? Is that allowed, or the vet only has to go to the VA hospital?
Well, that question is a little bit complicated. I'll give you a little bit of information here. If it's an emergency, a veteran can go to any VA facility. If it's any hospital. If it's a perceived emergency. Now, we're talking about going to the VA for regular health care. The VA has a program called Fee Basis, where if the VA cannot accommodate that veteran, they can fee the veteran out, meaning that they can send the veteran to other providers, and the VA will pay for that. Mm-hmm. That needs to be coordinated and approved by the VA, mm-hmm. and then the veteran can go to other facilities for other reasons if the VA can't see them because they're full or they don't provide the necessary resources or health care that veteran needs.
So it sounds like part of the problem is the VA might be reluctant to admit they can't do something and send it to somebody else, even though they're going to pay for it. They'd rather have that person wait.
Well, the VA needs to make sure that they're taking care of those veterans, whatever that takes, whether they fee-base them out, whether they call for more resources, whether they adjust their budget, whatever it is that the VA needs to do needs to be done for the well-being of our veterans.
Is this crisis also a symptom that some of the officials in the Department of Veterans Affairs don't understand or don't have that same sense of compassion and wanting to help for our veterans that many Americans now have? And I mean, after Vietnam, we didn't have that. And I think everybody now, you know, acknowledges that was an error. Now, after Desert Storm, after Iraq, after Afghanistan, there is this strong desire, you know, particularly in a volunteer military environment, that we've got to do all that we can to welcome these heroes back home, whether they served in combat or not. We've got to deal with all of these. Is this part of the problem that folks from the Legion's point of view, folks at the VA don't get it?
You know, I think that people who work at the VA want to go to work and they want to do well. Mm-hmm. Even the three officials that we called for their resignations, it's not a matter of not caring about veterans or not wanting to do well for the veterans. But as our national commander said, it's time for a change. The secretary and the two undersecretaries, it's not working. It's not working well for the veterans. We go across the VA and talk to employees as we do our reviews, and the employees tell us all the time they want to do a good job. They get up and they go to work and mm-hmm. they try to do a good job. But there's so many veterans and so much work to be done that it's not working out. One thing is that you don't falsify records if, in fact, that's happening. That's not the way to fix it. The way to fix it is to admit that you have a problem and find those additional resources. It's going to take some commitment and some passion and some compassion to make sure that this system gets back to where it needs to be. I can't tell you that they don't care. Yeah. I believe that they do, but they're not doing what they need to do for veterans.
We're talking with Verna Jones. She is the director of the National Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission. That's department, y'all, in the American Legion's structure of doing things, with the national headquarters of the American Legion based at the Washington side office, even though the national headquarters is right on American Legion Mall here in Indianapolis. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So let me go to the phones. And Anonymous. Anonymous has a question in the comment for Ms. Jones. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a veteran, and I just wanted to know, I mean, I was kind of like wanting to applaud you, Amos, for your comment when you said what you said, that the veteran does suffer. I'm a living witness. And I know that the VA, and we, most of us feel that the VA set us up to suffer. And I know it sounds sad, but it's true. You know, the VA literally killed three of my uncles. So for these things to be coming out, that these are, you know, senseless deaths or deaths that they have waited on the veterans to get sick. They already know these presumptive diseases and diagnoses. It is what it is. And it just has me, you know, with mixed emotions. You know, sometimes I'm angry along with being baffled. You know, I mean, why would it take for this to happen for them to realize, oh, now the veterans are being mistreated. Veterans been mistreated. And I feel like, oh, maybe the wrong person died this time around. Mm-hmm. You know, now all of the focus is on the VA. And I am a witness to this Indianapolis VA. I'm going to say 40% of their staff sucks. They are major triggers. And that's what they do. And they come to work to do that. And I'm not the only one. And I know if we got a forum together, you would find out that most of what I'm telling you is 110% true. They are pathetic in there. And that's what they do. So I don't know how you can help us or what this topic is really, you know, going to do for us in the long run, but we do need some assistance. And we need somebody to listen, and we need somebody to be compassionate. And most of the people in there, they don't need to be in there. I know I can't set up the, you know, the chain of command, but I know that I feel, and I'm not by myself, that it needs to be ran by veterans and veterans only. Not even spouses and your DOD employees. You don't know because you've never wore the shoes. You just think you have. And most of them, they don't know. I'm telling you. I'm in that VA at least three times a week. And it is terrible.
Verna Jones, is what the caller saying is what you and members of the leadership of the American Legion, both nationally and at the post, have heard?
Yes. As a matter of fact, first let me say thank you for calling in. We're very sorry for the loss of your family members. Are you a veteran?
She said
yes,
she was.
I am.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We've had some veterans to call in and talk to us about, you said you were in the Indianapolis office. As a matter of fact, we have veterans call in and talk about some issues or concerns, and our national commander has mandated that we do a visit. Our System Worth Saving team will be in your office on May the 20th and the 21st. We're going to hold a town hall meeting on May 19th, and we'd like you to be there. Come in and voice your concerns.
And she doesn't have to be an American Legion member to attend.
No, this is for anyone, local veterans, local people who live in that community, who have concerns about the VA facility, who want us to hear the issues and concerns, we're there. That's what we're there for. So we're going to send out some information. May 19th, we'll let you know exactly which American Legion post or where the town hall meeting is going to be held, and we'll be there to hear the rest of your issues and concerns.
And caller, if you would be so kind, I'm going to put you on hold, and if you would give Chris.
Well, hold on. I want to say one more thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know I appreciate the time. You know, one thing that I have a problem with, and I know most of our female veterans do, is the horrific disrespect that we have to endure daily. You know, and I can speak for some MST, you know, patients and victims. You know, it sucks. You know, they have no compassion. They do not care. And one thing I'm a witness to, they don't even read your medical records. You feel me? They don't. They give you 30 minutes to check in and sit there. Then they want to come in, and you got to tell them everything that's going on that is chronic. Well, this is my thing. Why don't you know? You know, it's always something to carry you through another snowball effect. And I will tell you that I attended a town hall meeting out at the chapter 295 at the VVA on Fort Harrison a couple of Saturdays ago, and there was a card that they issued us that the, you know, clinicians are supposed to have, the physicians are supposed to have. There's a, you know, a list that they're supposed to ask us. I have yet to be asked. I have yet, you know, to be asked either one of those questions that they say that they are mandated to ask us.
Mm.
So, I mean, with all of this going on, I know I'm full of anxiety, but, you know, this is almost like a show enough prayer being answered, you know, because this place is horrific. And there's so many people that's already long gone that's been disrespected and abused by the VA, you know, that I'm really crying out even for the dependents, you know, to come in, you know, and come and, you know, come on board and help, because there's things also that they're being, you know, they're missing out on. You know, that they will not tell you. And when you go and ask them something, they want to know who told you. You know, it's almost like they want to interrogate you because they don't want us to know.
I tell you what, ma'am, first of all, again, also for me, thank you for your service. And it's been a great testimony. What I want to do is put you on hold. And if you would give Chris, the person that you talked to when you called me, if you would give Chris your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day, I'm going to give it to Ms. Jones, and she's going to give it to the staff and make sure that you know about that opportunity.
Absolutely.
All right.
And someone will call you today so we can hear the rest of your concerns. Someone will call you today.
All right, so hold
Thank
on.
You so
hold
Thank
on.
You.
Hold on, Anonymous. I'm going to take a break. And I've got some other callers, because I think every time we start talking about veterans, we hear from veterans and those that love them. And this just kind of, Verna Jones with the American Legion, goes to what your national commander talked about. And maybe this is the clarion call to wake everybody up, all Americans from the president on down, that we got to get this thing done and get this thing done right. It's Afternoons with Amos. It is on primary election day. More after these.